Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Welcome, everybody. This is Polly, and I know Max is here with me also, or even though we're in different states. But I just want to welcome and thank you for joining us to Connect with Max and Polly, where we help you find a little bit of peace, a little bit of wellness in the day, then hopefully you can carry that on through for the rest of the day, the rest of the week. And just to share a little bit about myself, I'm an intuitive and a life coach and a parent, wife, and I live in Alaska, but I love to travel to warm places. And so this particular week, I am calling in from Arizona, actually on a hiking trail. And Max, where are you right now? What are you up to?
I am in my office in beautiful Palmdale, California. It's a beautiful day, a little bit of chill. It's been getting cool here, and it's just beautiful. I'm honored to be here with everybody. It's great to be here and to listen to you out in the gorgeous sunshine instead of Alaska. Let me tell you about what I am. My name is Max Ryan. I'm the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com. I am a spiritual teacher. I'm also a transformational mentor. And what I do is I help people to cross the bridge of fear into the life of their that they want to live, cross the bridge of fear into their really into their divine selves and heal their relationships with themselves so that they can really live in the rest of their days in a way that feels congruent and in peace. And I love doing it. And I do that a few different ways. So that's what I do. That's what I do.
And you know what, Max? I love how you said it's a bridge back into self, or, you know, well, it really is yourself. I was just thinking today, so I'm out on this trail with my son, and thinking today how, you know, there's different things that we can do to bring us back to that place where we are connected to that peace within. And that's one of the things that I know both of us share with people. But I was just thinking when I was walking how it's just like all of a sudden, you know, I'm just living my life normally, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, yeah, this is that place that I love to be. And it's that place inside.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's like we can't, on our spiritual path, on our path of awakening to ourselves, you know, it's like we can't predict when we're going to have a shift. We can't predict when we're going to have an epiphany. We can't predict that stuff. All we can do is do our best to live more authentically, more real, and let go of all of the illusions of anger and hatred and jealousy and competition. And once we start doing little things start in our daily life, we start going, oh my gosh, I feel amazing right now. Whoa. And it's so beautiful because that's our natural, really our natural inheritance is that peace and that joy and that kind of joie de vivre for life. Do you know what I mean, Polly?
Well, and the interesting thing is lots of times people want to, you know, I'm sure you get the same thing. People want to learn how to be more intuitive or they want more abundance. And to me, it's like once you connect to that place, that inner, you know, that inner quiet, that's where you do connect to abundance. You do connect to it, your intuitive stuff is on, it's turned on.
Right.
Because you're open to receiving. And that's all it is.
And that's a lot of times because of our ego mind, we'll have it backwards. Seek for the abundance, seek for the success, seek for this,
yeah.
Seek for this. But the natural byproduct of connecting back with our true selves, source, when that's our main priority in our life, then all the other stuff is just like this incredible byproduct. You know, it starts to be an abundant life. You start to feel peaceful. You start to have those things. And cleaning up, I call it, you know, cleaning up your underlying vibration. And when we can do that little by little every day, that's when we see the miracles, right?
It is. But I think, you know, one of the most important things about this is that you recognize when you are given, given a sign, or mm-hmm. recognize when you were gifted
yeah.
something, or a coincidence or whatever.
Yeah.
And when that happens, celebrate it. Like, acknowledge
yes.
it.
Yes. Totally. Totally. Yeah, of course, because, you know, of course, law of attraction will say what you focus on, you get more of course. And also, you know, it's when those coincidences and those things kind of start happening in your life, you know, the more you lean into it, you're creating your reality. You're creating your own experience of your life. And the more you lean into those things, the more likely they are to happen. And the more your trust and faith in the universe, God, or Buddha nature, whatever you call it, the trust just skyrockets and the doubt starts to just dissipate, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
I mean, and, you know, so I write blogs biweekly, and, you know, frequently the blogs are about, you know, and I just write about whatever's happening in my life, and, you know, I've got a family and everything, but frequently the blogs do talk about some type of coincidence that happened, like something that just like totally made me sleep, and I'm like, this is so cool. It's not, you know, my life isn't any more miraculous than anybody else's life. It's just that I have absolutely trained myself to notice, like, this is flipping amazing, and I write about it.
Right. I was just talking to one of my students in my immersion program last night, and I was saying to her, you know, she was like, I'm really seeing a lot of coincidences and a lot of, I just said that, and all these different things. And I said, that is a byproduct of you cleaning up your underlying vibration. That is a byproduct
yes.
of you start noticing it. You start being aware of it. And that really is true. Really is true. When you start to heal your relationship with yourself and be in more of your peace, then you just see it all over the place. You're just like, and yeah, it's true. No one is like any better than anyone else, but some people have, you know, dedicated themselves that this is the way, a way of life for them, instead of a way of life of fear and anxiety.
Right. And I think point is, I mean, obviously at some point it becomes easier to commit to it, right? Because at some point
mm-hmm.
you're seeing the coincidences, or it's easier to meditate, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, at some point you start acquiring different friends that support you in this, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and so at some point your whole world looks, you know, is part of the same vibration, right? And that's
right.
What this radio show is about, is to get...
Totally.
You know, for people to shift so their whole world is part of looking, you know, where you see it, you see the world, you know, how you see the world with more joy, right?
You see it as a miracle. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you see
exactly.
it as a miracle.
Exactly. For sure, for sure. I just want to take a moment here to say we will be taking callers, and guest call-in number for you to call in right now, we've got a couple of people in the queue right now, is 516-531-9809. Call us in at 516-531-9809. No, don't call us in. You call in to us. So.
Okay.
All right.
Let's have one topic, one news story, just topic
yes.
that's going on in your life that you think
for
can
sure.
affect others, and let's chit-chat about that.
Okay. I wanted to bring up something. This week I made a decision to stop. To really treat my body differently, and I've been like shifting around with dealing with my body differently, as far as, you know, my exercise and my or non-exercise and my eating and all that stuff. And years ago I did a kind of like a modified kind of Atkins thing, and it worked really well for me, and I felt great on it. And I decided, you know, I've been doing research for the last little while, and I got on the scale the other day, and literally I looked, like, I weigh 190 pounds. It's crazy. I'm not even 5'7". I'm 190 pounds. I've got to change. Something's got to change. And so I've been doing this research, and I started doing the keto diet, and it's just great so far. I just love it. I feel energetic. I feel good. I've lost a pound a day, and I'm eating a lot of food, and it's different than what I was doing before, and it feels really good, and it really came from this place of, like, just take care of yourself. Just make some shift and make a little lifestyle shift that's going to feel good, you know? And I think we all come to points in our life where we go, you know what, I'm not going to do a fad thing. I'm not going to do whatever. I'm going to just do something that feels right and really shift my lifestyle a little bit in that direction. And it just feels great. I'm eating great food, and it's all, you know, really whole food, which is great. I wanted to bring that up because I think a lot of people have health and wellness kind of stuff. And you know, I think it comes to a point when there's something very, I think this is what happens with decisions, real decisions, is that you come to a point in a very quiet place where you just go, okay, I'm going to do that. And it's so powerful. That little simple little choice is so powerful. So I wanted to share that with you, and it's good. I mean, I really love doing that. I mean, I know that that Polly knows I've been vegan, I've been meat eating, I've been everything on the book, but I tend to just go with what feels right for my body in this moment, and this feels right. And I know Polly has very specific dietary stuff too, so what do I say about that?
You know what, Max, I love that, and I love it for several different reasons. I love it because, you know, one of the things that's so wonderful about you is that you're so open. Like, you're like, I'm 5'6" and 190 pounds, and that's like crazy talk, right? So that you're like, okay, it took you to that point to recognize you want something different. And that's only happened to me about a million times in my life. But I think for me, and this is a little bit different, but for me, it got to a point where I recognize it, where I feel better. Like, and I know I have to be in the sun. And you have heard me talk about this for so long. And it's really hard when your whole family and your life and everything is in a place that isn't the right fit for you. And
yeah.
how you make that work. And so if there's anybody out there listening, you know, and if you think you're in a situation that can't change, and you can come up with a million different reasons, like Max could come up with a million different reasons why now is not the right time to take care of his body. I could come up with a million different reasons why now is not the right time to take care of myself. And people do it every day. But I think the most important thing is to know, it's like you don't have to do it. You really can choose to take care of yourself. You really can choose to live a life where you feel happy. You really can choose to live in a different situation. It's all the choices that will make up the one big change.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to tell you, Polly, you're a little windy. There's a little wind.
Oh, am I? Let me go to the other.
Okay. I'm just saying. But I wanted to just say something about that is that I just, on my podcast yesterday, I just uploaded something about self-sabotage and about congruency and about the reason that most people and all of us do it, that we self-sabotage when we're not congruent, when the belief about ourselves does not match the thing that we're doing on the outside. So if I did not have a belief or that what I was saying, that very small little place that said, I'm ready, let's do it, that is truthful. And then I'm doing this diet on the outside, but it's a matching vibration. But most people are like, they don't really feel it yet, but their outside's going, you need to lose weight, you need to lose weight. And then they force themselves, and then they self-sabotage. It's so common, because it's not a matching vibration. It's not a matching vibration.
Yes.
Your belief does not match what you say you want to do.
No, and that goes to, and then we'll take the first caller. That goes to,
yes,
I'm sure a lot of the people that you meet and talk with, and a lot of the ones that contact me, you know, they are very sensitive people, and it's been really confusing going through life because they'll meet people and people will smile and say, it's so good to meet you. But these sensitive people can actually feel what that person is thinking besides, you know, the smile on their face. And so it's that congruency thing. And that is really, that brings, you know, the people that are sensitive pick up so, they pick up everything. And it brings a lot of confusion, which kind of goes to the congruency of what we tell ourselves and what we feel.
That's right. Totally. I was just going to say that, because a lot of times when we are so sensitive and we're, you know, this is on a very, I mean, I'm not a psychologist, so although I've just studied a lot, but this is the source of a lot of anxiety. I mean, this is sort of a lot of anxiety.
Totally.
Because you have those 2 or 3 or 12 different voices going on in your head, and you don't know which one to do, which one not to do, all that stuff. And congruency only happens when you find that peace inside you. And that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
Okay,
and so,
let's take a caller.
Do things to take care of yourself. Yeah, for sure. Let's take a caller. Let's go to, we're going to go to area code 256473. Hello?
Hello, this is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Kimberly. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to get some guidance, since both of you are more in the spiritual path than I have been. I have been reading Course in Miracles and listening to Max's videos, and I've been listening lately to Abraham. And I had an event where I had applied for unemployment and I got denied, and it was like a kick in my stomach. And I said to myself, I am not going with ego on this. But I was still sad, but I said, I'm not going down the rabbit hole.
Right. good. Can I just say something about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So our feelings are our guides, and even Abraham Hicks says this. The feeling is the guide, right? The feeling doesn't come because of the ego, which is really important for everyone to know. Our feelings are just a guide that's just telling us yes, no, or go this way, go that way. But what we do with the feeling, we can either, the ego can hold on to it and create a whole drama around it, or your true self can go, oh, this means something else. So one of the biggest lessons in A Course in Miracles is I'm giving everything the meaning it has for me. Does that make sense to you, Kim?
Yeah.
So when we are, you know, and this is hard if you haven't done the work to really change how your association with your ego and yourself is, but you can start to say, oh, this is just like the Buddhists would say, when you start to see everything for exactly what is, you will have peace, not for what the meaning that you're giving it.
Yes.
So if you're giving it a meaning that this means something bad because you feel bad feelings, then it's going to keep you suffering. Or you can just see it for what it is and keep doing whatever you need to do.
Okay.
And Kimberly, I would look at it as also when something happens, you know, the old saying, when one door closes, another door opens. So literally in this situation, I just feel like you have more opportunities. You have more do you want me to just share with you what I'm getting?
Okay, yes.
Are you ready? Okay,
yeah.
I'm getting that you have, like, there's a lot of, you have a lot of resources or abilities or something that you're not even touching. Like, it's like you have a stubborn streak. And that stubborn streak is making you not want to take advantage, or not advantage isn't the right word, but to really use what you are, you know, your God-given abilities.
Oh my God.
And here's how they're showing it to me. They're showing it to me as, like, if you have a bunch of cards, and I'm not saying these are like tarot cards, they're just like a bunch of cards that are, or opportunities that are lying around you, and they're face down. And it's like you're being asked to turn them face up and look at your other options.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Does that make sense? Because you're really a talented, beautiful individual. That, I mean, I don't know what took you off your path of, you know, exuberance and, you know, everything, fortitude, everything. I don't know what took you off that path, but that path is calling you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what I want to say? That's really, really right on, and especially with, you know, because I know that the study of the Course in Miracles can be daunting and it's really intense. But you know, one of the biggest things in the Course in Miracles that he teaches in the Course in Miracles is that a miracle is a shift in our perception. So always asking ourselves, how can I, or what part of me can see this differently? What part of me can interpret this, whatever this situation is, whatever, you know, the gifts that you already have or whatever's around you. And when you start to do that, you start to choose again beyond just what you believe is. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kimberly, if you don't have a cheerleader in your life, you got to be your own cheerleader because you can do this. And
yeah.
If there's not somebody that's like holding your hand and telling and, you know, helping you along the way, you just got to do it yourself because you can do it.
Totally.
You're right.
I agree.
You're right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my friend. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too.
And thanks for calling in. Oh, you're
yeah,
welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you
bye-bye.
Later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, my God. That is so true. Everything that came up for her about changing our perceptions, right, Polly?
Yes. Well, and listen, it is hard for – there are a lot of people out there that don't have somebody to bounce ideas off of, right? Or to get validation or to have that cheerleader in your life, right? And having that one person, you know, sometimes that's why you get a coach. But, you know, sometimes people can't afford to have a coach, right? And if you don't have that one person in your life, you got to muster up the energy and you got to be your own best. You know, you got to support yourself and your life will change and those people will come into your life.
Right. And then, speaking of, you know, law of attraction is working in every single moment. It's not like just when you're focusing on it. So when you're doing that, then you start to attract others that support you because you're supporting yourself and people that are around you that will, you know, and all that. So important. So important, for sure. I just want to take a break, just a moment to tell you that the guest call-in number is 516-531-9809. So call us in at 515. Why do I keep saying call us in? Call us at 516-531-9809. We'd love to talk to you. So, Polly, I was thinking maybe we should talk about a couple of some topics because this actually has been a really big news cycle. It's a really big news cycle.
It has been. Okay. Let's talk about the fires because that's huge. And it's actually in the area where I was raised. I was raised not that far from it. And aren't there some fires also close to where you are?
Not where I am. I mean, it's close-ish, but it's not really where I am. But yeah, but the area.
Okay.
Yeah, we know these areas. So what's your take on the fire situation?
Okay. Well, my take on the fire situation is you know, it's still active, right? It's still happening. It's still, there's still the sorrow. There's still everything. And so I don't know that we're yet seeing people banding together like when we've had the floods and was it last year or the year before the flooding, people really band together. They really helped. They really pulled, you know, there's a lot of healing that went on really fast. And I don't know that we've reached that yet with this fire. And I'm sure that we will, but I think this is, again, recognizing that there are things that are out of our control, out of humanity's control, right? And so it's at that point that humanity, you know, we need to watch our reactions and not blame it on somebody, right? Watch our reactions and really pull in and help those that are suffering because there are things that happen and we're – that's part of life. There are things that are going to happen. And so instead of reacting and putting the blame on somebody or, you know, whatever the stuff that's going on right now, figure out how we can help and how we can heal.
Right. I love that you said the blame thing, because the blame thing could be a million reasons. And, you know, it could be, we could blame a person, we could blame a government, we could blame global warming, we could blame.
Exactly.
And the blame, but, you know, as far as, you know, as the most compassionate, loving way to deal with any of this is that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when this is like a grieving process for so many people, their whole lives are completely changed. And so it's like, so allowing the time, the timing is so important in life, right? When you say something, how you help at certain times, you know, when it's like, you know, when someone's loved one passes away and a week later you're like, get over it. It's like, no,
yeah,
no.
Right.
It's like there's a process. So we have to honor the process that people are going through. And I think that's so important. I actually read something somebody, one of my friends, had posted on Facebook that said it was from somebody, I think that was somebody in paradise. And first of all, I do want to say, you know, I have been, all of our, you know, good energy and good thoughts are going, besides, you know, donations, to all these people. But this man that was in, I think it was in Malibu, said something like, it was a long post, but he was like, we understand you all want to help, but you need to leave us alone right now.
Oh, wow.
And it was kind of, but he did it in a really very strong but loving way. He was like, when people go through tragedy, they don't need people around taking selfies of themselves while they're standing in hell. You know, and it's really, it's disrespectful. And some people might do it from the, you really from a loving place, but it's kind of like, allow people to deal with it the way they deal with it, you know. And I think that's so important. But I did, you know, I have read and seen a couple of really beautiful beautiful articles and stuff about people, you know, helping with the animals. And this one particular one, I just thought it was wonderful, about how this couple found this 93-year-old veteran it was just beautiful. And he was in his car and they were like, nope, you're coming home with me. You are coming home with me. And he was, you know, like most of us, stubborn, like, no, I can take care of myself. And, you know, and he ended up going to their house and she's like, you know, you're going to come inside. And he's like, no. And she's like, she respected what I loved about it. She's like, I respected his independence. And so he slept in the car that night and everything. And how they just opened their home to him, and they found out, of course, his home was completely destroyed. And they just said, we'll adopt you. You can come stay with us as long as you want to. And it was just a beautiful story. And then, of course, found out, you know, he's got, I mean, his wife had died, but he does have friends and family and stuff, so which is great. You know, it's, I hate saying it, but, you know, tragedy usually brings out the best in people. I hate saying that, but it is true.
It does. But you know what, Max? Here's the
we
thing.
We don't have to have it.
No, and I really do believe that most people, if they see somebody in need, most people reach out in a hand, right?
Yes.
And maybe that's one way to look at this, is that it's like we are seeing the people reaching out the hands, but maybe it's giving us, you know, sometimes people need to feel brave enough to extend their hand to those in need, right? And it's easier to do it when there's a tragedy. And so maybe this is showing us, you know, you don't have to wait for something to happen, for some loss happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just reach out your hand or listen to somebody, whatever it is, right?
It's so true. It's so true. It's so interesting. You know, in my immersion program, I'm so dedicated to all the people that are going through my program, and it's very intense, but it's really changing. And one of the things that I just is so interesting to me when I'm going through, especially at the beginning of the program, is that I tell people, you know, I'm available to you. Please ask me. Ask me for help. You're going through the program. You need guidance. You need help. And I'm constantly saying, do you need something? Do you need something? Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're not fine. You're going through major changes. And, you know, breaking down that thing of I can do it on my own. I can do it on my own. You know,
right.
It's like I always say, you know, in life, you know, there's two ways to ever fail is to quit or not to ask for help. And you never really fail anyway.
Right.
But when, you know, in our lives, it's a great reminder. I love that you said that, Polly, because it's a great reminder in times like this to be like, you know what? Maybe I can ask for help now and I can be open to being more vulnerable, or I can give more help when there's not a tragedy.
Yes.
And so that life becomes a lot more give and take and open to receiving and open to giving. You know, the giving and receiving part of ourselves is, you know, most people would agree that they'll say, oh, well, I can do it for others, but I can't really receive for myself. Well, you got to start practicing. Ask for help and receive the help.
And listen,
you know?
If you're going about your day-to-day life and you feel really, you know, say you see somebody in need or they mm-hmm. might be in need, you're not sure. If you feel like that strong urge to help them or to ask, do it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Just
yep.
go ahead
yep.
and
yep.
do it. Anytime you feel compelled and you're like, well, what are people going to think? Who gives a crap what people are going to think? Follow,
yeah.
you know, that feeling. Follow your feelings. And so
right.
for any of those that was, you know, the like Abraham Hicks or any of that stuff, it's all about your feelings. Follow your feelings or your heart, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Be brave and
right.
follow.
Right, totally, it's your guide. It'll guide you to something. But, you know, the only way to develop the courage to follow your feelings is to start doing it even if you're afraid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do
you
it.
Have to.
Just do it. You have to. And
you
it's
do.
Like, it, and, you know, it's like feel fear, do it anyway, and then you will find a miracle on the other side usually. It's like
absolutely.
The story you told, was it last week when you saw a woman and you had started getting vibrations of her breath? And you went to her
yeah.
and talked to her. I mean, a beautiful healing happened because you followed that intuition, right?
Yeah, even when my son told me, don't, they're going to think you're weird.
Totally. That exact same thing happened to me when I was in Ireland the very first time, and I ended up connecting with somebody in Ireland, Ben, and she's kind of become a friend for years now because, you know, her mother was trying to give her a message, and I was like, I just got to talk to her. You do, and it's not always, you know, mediumship. It's just like you sent something with people. They need something.
Oh, yeah.
And even if it's just like you can feel if someone needs a smile or someone needs to be like, hi, how are you, or open the door for them.
Exactly.
You know, whatever it happens
it's
to
like-
be.
It can be
yeah.
really easy, and usually 99.9% of the time, it is really easy. We're not like being the
yeah.
hero, you know, doing CPR
oh,
every day. It's easier than
no.
that.
It is easy. And, you know, that's why doing the work of developing that, get out of your own way, you know, stop trying to solve your own problems all the time, because then you can start to, you know, when you give, your problems start to solve themselves. Really
yeah.
do. They really do. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Should we take another call, or should we take
oh.
just a couple of minute break just to decompress for
take
a second?
Let's take a caller. And take a break. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. So once again, let me tell you the call in number is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. All right, so we are going to go to the callers now. We'll go to area code 480-519.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I was. I just moved to Vegas from Ventura, and California, and I was in that. You know, the whole we're up in the hills in Ventura and are backed up to the canyon, and backyard was on fire. And fortunately the house, you know, didn't burn down, but I worked north of Santa Barbara in medical sales, and the mudslides, you know, again in January were a big issue. And then, and then there was a 5.5 earthquake a month after that. And I'm just like, I'm from Michigan, so I'm out. And I just moved to Vegas.
Yeah, my friend, a very good friend of mine lives in Oxnard. So, I mean, right there where all that stuff was happening, and that fire was brutal. And
oh,
so
absolutely.
Sometimes you have to follow
and say, you know what,
something different. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And now to see that all happening again in the areas that didn't get burnt last year, it's too bad.
It's too bad, for sure. For sure.
So, Mike,
go ahead, Polly.
Vegas, like, did you feel safer? Like, what was the safety aspect of Vegas?
Well, it wasn't so much the safety aspect. It was the, it's not as hot in the summertime as Scottsdale, which I love. I love Scottsdale. I lived there 3 years before I moved to California. And so I just wasn't wanting to do because being from Michigan, the cold is so brutal, but also in Phoenix, the heat is so brutal, and it's kind of, you know, the same, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
So I did July and August here in Vegas, and I thought it was a piece of cake, heat-wise. Yeah.
Nice.
And it just seemed California's energy was a little bit more laid back. And to kind of step into some energy for what I want, what I'm looking to do business-wise, it seems more revved up, if that makes sense.
Like, so more success opportunities where you're at now?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to, where California was pretty, you know, again, I was like, I don't know, go to the beach? Okay.
Right. Hey,
what book are you
reading?
Say again?
What book are you kind of following right now? What book are you following? Is there like some book that you're like following, like it's really helpful to you right now?
No, I had that period. I want to like get back into the listening to audiobooks and stuff like that. But Wayne Dyer was a big person, Power of Intention. When I kind of went through, you know, this self-help, you know, learned how to meditate and all that kind of stuff in like right after the crash, I was in commercial finance. So it was, I had a lot of potential, huge business, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of loans, and it all went away. So I had to figure out a coping mechanism, and, meditation was it, and it opened up other gifts as well.
Oh, awesome. Well, the only reason Max, I'm sure you'll pick stuff up, is I'm seeing like a book, and it's got a red, I mean, it could be the Bible, it's got a red, like the red ribbon marker, so it could be the Bible, like if somebody in your family had a Bible like that or carried a Bible, but it has like the red ribbon marker. You know what I'm talking about, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know necessarily about the Bible or anything like that. I mean, I was raised Catholic, but, you know, I was like, okay, whatever.
You a Bible that in your family? Did somebody give you the Bible that had that red marker, that red, you know, that ribbon on it?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't have a Bible.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you had it when you were younger, but there's somebody. It's somebody that has crossed over. That's like they're giving it to you now. Is what they're doing. So it's probably like a grandmother. She's giving you the Bible now. I'm not saying that you. It's not like you need to. Well, actually, here's the thing. I do feel like, and I'm actually not that familiar with. I'll just be honest. I'm not that familiar with the Bible, but I'm very spiritual, obviously. But I do feel like there's some. You could find some peace with some of. What I'm hearing, find some peace with some of your earlier actions. So I do think that there's some aspect, I don't know if it's going back to your family, like your family of origin, I don't know what it is, but there's some aspect where she's handing you, this person that's crossed, is handing it to you more, I think, in relation to your upbringing or your family of origin. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Like finding peace with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always a little bit of drama and stuff like that. So, it just now go do your own thing, you know, type of thing. And which I've been doing since 2013. Yeah. But again, the book that started it all was back in the day with the Secret and stuff like that. And then developing, realizing that there's more, you know, more to it than just what they were describing in that. I mean, it takes a lot more reading and the law of attraction than what than the information that they provided. I mean, it was a nice starter kit.
Of course. Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Let me just jump in. Okay, so I was just like, I'm just dying here because I'm like, I have to say something. All right, so Mike, you have like crackling energy. You have crackling energy, and I'm sure everyone can feel it. I can feel that crackling energy. And I feel like, you know, right now, Mike, it's really interesting because I picked two different cards for you, but I was like, oh, it's the verge. I feel like there's a verge. I know what Polly was saying, but Polly's doing different line than I'm getting from you, so well, that's why it's so cool that we both read together. But I feel like there's a real crackly energy about you. This is a real strong time for you right now in terms of, and you just said, manifestation. This is a strong time for manifestation for you. I got the Empress card for you first, and then I got the Three of Pentacles. Let me just tell you, do you know the cards at all, Mike?
No.
Okay, so the Empress card is all about fertility and bringing things together to make something new, right? So it's kind of like second chakra stuff. So it's right now things are coming together to create something new. And so I know you, and I was like, oh, I wanted to jump in before you started talking about it. So are you starting a new business, or you have this idea, or it's starting, is it on its way, or what? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, again, I opened up in 2010 from the meditations of, you know, in 2008 and 2009, psychic medium, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Moved to California for a few years, did some Hollywood stuff. I just freakishly synchronized, synchronistic connections. And then, so my girlfriend is really intuitive as well, and she does intuitive art. And so we're going to kind of team up and do that and kind of create a space and do that. But I'm also thinking about getting my website going again to get back into commercial finance.
Okay. Okay.
It's ultimately about building something that I don't have to be anywhere.
Right. No, I totally get it. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So you're kind of putting together and it's so funny. You're doing it with your girlfriend because it's like birthing. And also the Empress card, which is all about the feminine side of us, the more intuitive side, is always the Empress card. But the other card, which makes me so – it's so interesting because the Three of Pentacles is all about – the Pentacles is all about business, and what your career is. And this is a time for you to be built – when you said building the website, I was like, aha, because this is a time for you to be building things to create business, So if you're doing that, I feel like very strongly, my guide's telling me this right now, he's like, you're on the right path. So the thing with your girlfriend and this type of thing, I feel like it's like both. It's not one or the other. So get yourself out of, if you're there at all, just be like, I'm going to do both of these things and see what happens. Does that make sense, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's just like, you know, again, getting that start and just, you know, pushing forward. Because I bought a pretty cool domain for, I thought was appropriate for Vegas, and it's spiritualmisfits.com to kind of, you know, develop some coaching and developing in and around that. Because, I mean, we all know what our perception is of Vegas. And surprisingly, there's a ton of spiritual gifted people here. It's really interesting of all that I've met in the few months that I've been here.
That's great. The move was definitely right for you. You're really on track. You're on track, and I feel like you have definitely, now that you say like the Hollywood thing kind of just happened, because you have a real shiny, crackly light about you that people see as soon as they meet you. They're like, whoo, you have a real high energy, and it's really clear and beautiful. Really beautiful.
Well,
so
thank you
for what you're doing.
And that's helped in sales and everything like that I've done on the business side, you know, kind of. But my approach is more of a mainstream thing. There's nothing really woohoo about me. So
No, but your vibration is woohoo, and people pick it up.
Gotcha.
And don't even know it. They don't even know it.
And then,
go ahead.
Mike, what I would do is whatever your grandmother's name is. So when you're building your website and you're moving through life, if you see, like, say you see a street sign with her name or something like that, if you see anything like that, take it as confirmation that you're supposed to be there, because your grandmother was definitely coming through. She definitely was, like, showing you the Bible with a red ribbon. So if you, like, even, you know, when you're moving through life, if you see the red ribbon, something like that, you're going to know that it's confirmation, right? You know, they're showing me that to tell you. And so when you see that stuff, recognize it and stop and pause and be like, oh, yeah, this is a reminder that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or however it fits into your life.
Yeah, no, I love that stuff. When synchronicities happen, it's just like you're just like in awe every time. And it doesn't get old, then you want more.
Of course you do.
I love that. Very good. Well, great. Anything else you wanted to ask us specifically before we let you go, Mike?
Nothing. I mean, I'm just kind of putting a resume together for applying to a I was in medical sales in California, and there's a remote position that I just saw pop up on, you know, like ZipRecruiter, Indeed, whatever it was, and just kind of putting some focus into that direction for at least to have some income coming in right now. I really don't want to have to go back to waiting tables. I'm good at it, but I don't necessarily know if I really want to do that at this point anymore. And just kind of seeing if that's a viable, you know, if there's some good energy around that, or is it suck it up and just do the waiting tables, because I don't work that long and I can, you know, I can make some good money, you know, while I'm, you know, building my stuff.
I'm not getting waiting tables.
Love it.
I'm not getting that energy.
You're going to travel. You're going to have a job, but you have to do some traveling.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because my girlfriend and I just rented an RV for the first time. We went to spend a week in Sedona. And and that's what she works remotely, and as well for, you know, contracts and stuff like that. And we kind of want to do like the RV thing and buy an RV and just kind of, you know, if we have to be working at the beach, we can work at the beach. If we went working at the mountain, we can be at the mountains type of thing, and
cool.
Just be like, you know, forget it. Who wants to pay rent and be in one spot?
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that too. I can feel that happening. And I also, yeah, as far as, you know, the resume, you know what, I'm not sure about this one in particular, but keep doing that, because I think you're going to be fine without having to do the waiting table thing. Think you are.
Good. I love that. Good.
So, okay. Good job. Well, so nice to meet you, Mike.
You both as well. Thank you.
All right. Definitely call us in or send us an email or something to let us know how you're doing. Okay, Mike?
I certainly will. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Sure. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? So, I mean, that's obviously had so much energy, right, Polly?
Yes. And I love how everything was all about the opportunity of it, right? Like so where he had been before, there were things that were not planned. You know, there were, I guess we could call them disasters, right? Natural disasters. And he took it as an opportunity to go somewhere, to thrive somewhere else, right?
Exactly.
For him, it's all about thriving.
Yeah,
And willing to take the chance.
That's right. And it's kind of like that old saying. It's like he has the can-do attitude. Can-do attitude.
Yeah.
For sure. And when you know, and to say this really clearly, is that, you know, he attributed so much of that to his spiritual development.
Yeah.
That he does the work, that he does the meditation, that he does the work, and he listens, and look at how many amazing things, you know. And it's not, you know, it's not that it's a disaster. It's a sign, you know, to say which way you're going to go now. What are you going to do? You know, instead of it being like dun dun dun, door closed. That's not what it's about.
Right.
It's about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No,
for
that's
sure.
That's exactly right. It's the same thing like when you stepped on the scale. You weren't like, it sucks, I'm going to go eat a bag of marshmallows. You were like, okay, I'm going to take care of this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but there's been times in my life where it'd be like, I mean, I wouldn't eat a marshmallows, but I'd be like, it's just like, oh, okay, there it is, right? Let's see, you know, and like I said, as the Buddhists would say, when you get to the point where you realize that every single thing in your life is the best possible thing that could ever happen, and you get to that place,
yes,
then you're like, oh, okay, I don't have to lose my crap about this, as you say. I don't have to,
no.
You know, you can just see it for what it is. And it's the perfect opportunity. Everything is your perfect opportunity to your next step, for your next step.
Yes.
Love it.
But you know what I really feel like I want to share this with people is I feel like sometimes people feel like they need to go through this stuff alone, go through life alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really do feel like just be and people have been, you know, several people, many people, lots of people are lonely and they've been hurt. And I just feel like even if you just put it out there and say, I am open to receiving kindness. Right.
Yes.
I am open to receiving a friend. I am open to receiving compassion. Just put it out there that you are actually open to receiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So powerful.
It's so easy to shut down, right? And I just want people to be open to receiving love, open to receiving compassion.
No doubt, because that's kind of a direct affront to the ego, because the ego always tells us, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I know. The opposite is, I don't know, I'm going to receive help, I'm going to receive guidance,
yeah.
I'm going to receive. Yeah, it's really, really, really powerful when we can sit in that. The vulnerable place is the most powerful place to say, I'm open to receive. That's the most powerful place
to be.
Yeah,
it is. I'm open.
Yeah. I am open,
and just
too.
See what happens.
Yeah, that's right. And then just allow, you know, allow and see what happens. And, you know, and I will say this, and you'll agree with me, it's close to, if not impossible, to be in that place if you're not doing your spiritual work on some level. If you're not connecting, if you're not, as Mike was saying, his meditation or doing something that reminds you of the trust in the universe. Or God or source, right? Paul?
Right, because it's easy to say you're open, but you're doing it in a controlled fashion. When you're truly open, you're not controlling anything. And that's the difference, because you can have people that are highly successful and say that they are open, but it's very controlled. They're open to X, Y, and Z, but God forbid A, B, or C needs to come in the door.
Because it has to be in the way that they need it. The way they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like I was saying,
and so to
one
truly
of the
be open.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's you're open to everything, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, one of the biggest things on our spiritual journey is to realize, you know, the search, the seeking is what's keeping you from getting there, because it's always the seeking, the trying. And then you'll learn, like, oh, I have to stop the seeking. And then the ego goes, okay, I'm going to seek to not seek. It's like, no, no, you have to stop. You just have to stop and start allowing. And that takes practice. It's not natural for most of us, especially in this world. It's always saying, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to be this. Yeah. But when you practice and you develop that, it becomes who you are. And that's a whole different orientation to yourself. And that's when you start to heal your relationship with everything. And it starts to flow, because everyone wants to get in the flow. Right, Polly?
Yeah.
That's the only way to get in the flow. You cannot get in the flow by going, I gotta. It doesn't happen. So
there is, am I too windy right now?
You're okay.
Okay. Here's like a funny story, and I'll just tell it really quickly. So I was at this one, I love Panaj Desai, and so last year I went to like a 5-day immersion with him, and it was, I just love his energy. I love his energy if he doesn't even say anything. He's just in the room. He's wonderful. So at the end of it, so people go there, and I'm lazy, so I never take notes. I'm just show up. And so people go there, and they're like taking notes and like, you know, wanting to learn all these lessons that he's teaching. And, you know, it's like this arduous task to keep track of what he's saying. And then at the end, he was like, okay, it's all about, you know, just allowing. I want everybody to just tear up their notes. And so for some people, it was like really difficult. And I had not taken any because I'm just lazy. And this one lady, oh my God, it was so funny. she actually instead of tearing up the notes, she was like, she wrote down tear up notes, and she was planning on tearing them up when she got home. So it was very funny because that's what happens. People get into the grip. Yeah, something to hold on to.
Yeah. Because we don't, because we've never had that experience of letting go and everything working out fine.
You know? Yeah.
Because the ego mind wants to organize it all, make it complicated. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think that that's part of it. Is life is and should be a lot easier than we make it. Like, and we all have our own personal areas where we complicate it.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you find those areas, you can go, oh, I need to just apply that allowing piece to this. And then it starts to infect all the other areas of your life. And you just start to allow. Yeah, and allowing doesn't, and here's the deal. I want to say this before we wrap up. Allowing does not mean that you don't do anything. Allowing means that you listen to the thing that's telling you to do this other thing. Other than what your ego and your fear is telling you what to do, right? So important.
Yeah,
are you stepping on rocks right now?
I am. I'm walking on a trail. So here's for me. Like, for me, allowing, like, it really does. Like, when I'm in that, it's like the two places. The one where I'm, like, inspired, right? And when I'm inspired, mm-hmm. it's like I'm full of life and I'm, like, I've made my list. I know what I need to do. But I balance that with the point of allowing where it is that lazy side of me. And that lazy mm-hmm. side of me, I really do. I just sit and I just see what happens. It really is. Like, I can be hiking or whatever, and then I just come to a spot and I'm like, you know, the lazy side of me just grabs me and I bonk myself down.
Yeah, and you know,
and
one of the things that...
just bam.
Yeah, you know, you are a master at that. And one of the things that, you know, I mean, I've learned so many things from you. But one of the things, because I don't tend to be, but I guess my old self would be like, I have to analyze. But I've really learned to let go so much. But what I think about how whenever we're working together, what always remind us, and you reminded me always, it's like, it's got to be easy peasy. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Just easy peasy. And that is, and that can happen. And a lot of us don't allow it to just be easy. And it can be easy. So, all right. I think that's our time, my friend. Wow. Went by so fast.
Well, Max, thank you so much. And any listeners, here's the thing. This is a new show. We are open to suggestions. So you can email us. I'm at gatewaystopeace.com. Max, give your
attractpositiveresults.com. There's a contact page. You know, definitely reach out to us. Reach out to us. And also on our, we have a Facebook group that we've got some people in there now. So come in there. We'd like to know, you know, what you'd like and what you don't like, because we're here to serve you also. But so we got Facebook, we got Instagram, and we've got our websites for sure. So please let us know. We want to know. We want to hear from you for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is, I mean, I love. But you know, there's some inspiration occurring.
Yes, of course. All right, Polly, we'll have an incredible rest of your hike and have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Max. And I'll talk to you later on this week. I'm sure I'll have some exciting coincidences occurring.
And me too. All right, everybody, remember to connect with yourself, connect with the divine self, connect with others, and we will see you next week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Connects Max and Polly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.